Wakey, wakey, up and Adam, Simo and Jordan returning to normal duties.
Yes, Simo, you're back. Of course, you had Friday off.
Yep.
I had the weekend across the border and now you're back. I think me and you had very different weekends.
Okay, yeah. No, mine was awesome. Did you struggle?
Well, yours was very busy. You had a lot of things doing. You had to travel across the border. I had to go to a wedding. And
that's
you had
right.
to go through multiple towns in order to get there and multiple modes of transport.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas me, just putting off cleaning up my room all weekend.
Oh, really? Is there like one patch of carpet like in your house that's just like burnt out? That's how you got your exercise? Walked in circles for a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was carpet in my room, but it's just all covered in clothes, so I can't really see it at the moment.
Can't go anywhere. You've been swamped.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I think I managed to cover through what? Adelaide Hills, Canberra, Strathalbyn, Sydney, and then back through Cooma, and then here this morning just to be right here with you, Jordan, bright and early.
Than you ever thought I was, you ever thought I was.
Freya Riding's Castles on Snow FM at breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Cooma Toyota. It's Simo and Jordan just about to hit 20 past six.
Simo, it's time for What the Spork. Do you have the intro there?
I do have the intro, but a quick mention of what it is. I have a food on a spork. You don't know what it is because...
Well, I'm blindfolded.
Exactly. Haven't got... you can't see anything.
This would be so much easier if I wasn't colorblind.
Trust? Whatever happened to trust?
Alrighty, so I'm going to hand this over to you. It's a spork with a food on it. You've got to try and determine what it is. Now, Jordan, just be super careful. It's quite heavy. It's on the spork. Just hold it straight up, okay?
Well, I've got my hand out.
Okay.
Do you want to pass me
all right.
The item in question? Oh, I can feel. Oh, it is heavy. What is... Is that like a roast turkey or something? Whoa, it is quite... Okay, I'm going to need both hands.
Jordan, just don't do anything yet. Don't touch it. Just hold up. I've just got to light it. Just give me one sec. All right? Just hold up.
I mean, now we're dealing with fire. I mean, I'm blindfolded. This is made out of wood. Wood, it burns. Like this. Oh, I can feel the flame. Simo, you do realise that part of this game is me trying to work out what food it is by touching it. Now there's fire involved.
Stop moving.
It's a lid. Yeah, I'm blindfolded. I cannot see anything. I literally don't know what you're doing.
Oh, we're on.
I can smell smoke.
We're on.
Oh, it's glowing. I can feel it glowing. Is this like a birthday cake or something?
Oh, geez, you're on the right track.
God, I think... I can feel the heat. What is this? Why are you trying to burn me, Simo? Is it a birthday cake?
Hey, well done, Jordan. That's exactly what it is.
I would blow out the candles, but I don't know how far away... Ow, I just felt one of the things on me. I would blow out the candles, but I can't really see how far away it is, so I don't want to burn my face.
It's still on fire at this point.
Can I take my blindfold off?
Yeah, of course.
Whoa, that is on fire.
You're right over there.
Oh, there's a sparkler as well. I can't get anywhere near it.
Oh, dear.
You're right over there.
I mean, it's just slowly. Are we burning the studio? Is that this idea?
No, just wanted to give a quick mention. 100 shows together, Jordan, you, me.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
And it's been a pleasure. I always enjoy waking up with your good self and doing a show in the snowies. So I just want to thank you for getting amongst the team. So happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to us. It's our 100th show.
There you go.
You've almost set fire to me.
What the Spork completed. And that cake's for you as well, dude, if you want it.
Yeah, the smell of burning in the studio is quite worrying.
That's Camila Cabello. Snow FM. I don't care. Ariana Grande, that's the latest one, of course, from the Charlie's Angels soundtrack that she's put together. Good work by Ariana on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you.
Now, Simo, are you aware of the McDonald's secret menu that exists?
No, see, I wasn't familiar with this, but did you ever flip burgers for a living or...?
No, I haven't. No, it's not something... I was a checkout chick for a bit.
Interesting. My younger brother, who's now a health inspector, he flipped burgers.
Should we read anything to why he became a health inspector after working at a burger chain?
Absolutely not.
Fair enough. Well, the Macca's secret menu is, from what I gather, it's employees of Macca's have kind of in their spare time and when it's a bit quiet kind of put these weird combinations together. And, yeah, apparently you can order them and it's a little bit of a secret.
Well, that's what he said. It's like, it's pretty cool because you can just, like, mix and match and make your own burgers and stuff if you work there for your breaks.
Well, I got a couple of examples of items that are on this secret menu.
All right.
One of the most famous is the Land, Sea and Air Burger.
Okay, what is that?
Well, it's beef, fish, chicken all in one burger.
All right, fair call.
They got the fillet of fish, Big Mac, and just the McChicken. Chuck it all in one burger.
It's a fusion.
There you go, it's a fusion. Also, there's the McFry Witch.
All right.
She just fries in a burger and that's it.
All right, yeah, it's in a, okay, sandwich. Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, this one sounds delicious. The Hash Brown McMuffin is essentially a McMuffin, but instead of the bread, you've just got two hash browns.
Okay, yep.
And sandwich between is egg, bacon, and cheese. This all sounds delicious and brilliant and... to be honest, I'm tempted to try and order some of these.
Make it official. Bring the secret menu out of hiding.
Oh, God, yeah, man. Mm. I want to make it official. This item, though, maybe not.
Okay, what
so
are we
this
dealing
guy,
with?
So this happened in South Carolina in America. The guy went to order an iced tea and claims that allegedly the iced tea had some form of illicit substance in.
Okay.
Which made him, quote, high as a kite.
Okay, interesting.
So he ordered an iced tea as well as other stuff. And he asked for extra lemon
right
in the iced tea.
Okay.
To which he claims the man behind the counter said, "Extra lemon?" in a weird voice. And he goes, "Yep." Got the drink.
Yep.
Started sipping it. Started feeling a bit woozy. And opened it up to discover that there was an illicit substance in the drink.
All right. Well,
and the tea was...
Well, he's opened up and seen that there's an illicit substance in there.
But the problem is he'd already drunk about half of it.
That's an awkward moment.
So he kind of had to phone the police.
Okay.
To kind of to report this.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favourite quotes in here. The police said, "Oh, so why did you drink it?" And he just responded, "Oh, I was thirsty."
It's a good reason to
drink
anything.
I mean, fair enough. Yeah. It makes sense. It's a good reason to drink it. And when you order something like that, you probably don't expect an illicit substance to be in there. But it was.
I wonder if it's just that particular... place, or if this is a whole secret menu chain issue.
I mean, I did print off a list of secret menu items. There's 16 here. I haven't gone through them all.
Whoa.
Chicken cordon bleu McMuffin, apple pie McFlurry, and all this sort of stuff. Nowhere on this list that I've printed off is there anything with any illegal substance.
Look, I think I'm just pleased that people flipping burgers can now use their creativity.
Yeah. But maybe use your creativity in legal ways.
That's it. This is the Thrift Shop. Macklemore playing now. Snow FM Breakfast. I'm gonna pop some. Write It, Regard, the remix by Big Sean as well. It's Simo just hanging out with you. Jordan here as well with an awkward wave that happened to him the other day.
Thank you for introducing me.
Ah, you know.
Very kind. But yes, Simo did have a very awkward moment. This was on Friday, actually.
Okay.
And involves Ems out of our office here.
Hmm.
Does a lot of good work. Yeah, so she was at the post office. I was kind of having a chat to her in
right.
the office, and she was just heading out to the post office.
Okay.
Kind of like, oh, okay, well, sweet, we'll have a good weekend, blah, 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 blah.
Hmm.
And I went back to do some work. 10 minutes later, I left.
Yep.
And I went to the supermarket.
Okay.
And she was walking, I drove in my car.
All right.
Went, did my shopping, and as I'm driving back, I've realised, oh, no, I've left my headphones here at work. So I was going to drive back and get them.
Got to get those.
Yeah. Oh, hello, my voice has gone all funny.
Go, do you want to do a bit of a clear?
No,
go.
Sorry, just pause for
go
a second.
Go for a bit of a clear. No, you're right. So this is a story about saying hey to someone that you didn't know.
Hello, onesie. What happened there?
You lost your voice there momentarily.
I turned into a jockey all of a sudden. It's a bit late for my makeup. Anyway. So, yes, I realised that I've got my headphones, so I was driving back to pick them up when I saw Ems just walking out of the post office.
Okay.
So I kind of put the window down in my car and said, "Do you want a lift? I'm going back." At that point, she looked at me and I realised it was not her.
How did you, what did you do? Did you just, like, put on the accelerator and with the window still open?
I should have done.
I should have disappeared.
I tell you what I actually did was, so I kind of... realised I just asked this because I said, "Oh, hop in, I'll give you a lift back to the radio station."
Okay.
And then this lady looked at me and I realised it wasn't her, and she kind of, she did that thing where she goes, "Sorry, what?" But she knew perfectly what I said.
Yeah.
I think she was just giving her more time to kind of process what I had said.
Well, she was giving you an out, really.
Was she though?
Yeah, she was like, "Sorry, what?" And then you can just be like, then your next thing that you say is, "Sorry, I thought you were someone else."
You see, that's what I should have said.
Correct.
But she said, "Sorry, what?" And I went, "Nothing." To which she said, "Did you just ask me to get in your car?" And I'm like,
"Oh, dear.
Maybe."
Let me just quickly check if you've shown up on, like, the Monero police Facebook page. Just give me one sec.
So she said, did you just ask me to hop in your car? I said, maybe. To which she said, no, thank you. I said, okay, and drove off. I should have. Why didn't I just explain that I got the wrong person?
She gave you an out there as well with the sorry what?
I know, she really did as well. I didn't take it.
I've even heard that. Like, cases of mistaken identity, that's how you deal with them. Sorry what? Oh, sorry, I thought you were someone else. It's how it's done, Jordan. But at least you know for next time. It's all a learning experience.
Am I on a police website, by the way?
Let me check. I mean, not yet, but...
Give it 5 minutes.
Yeah. But now, this is All of Us. Fresh Aussie music playing on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan. Bastille, Alicia Cara, Another Place on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning and going car free. Could you do it?
I don't know, it'd be a challenge.
I don't know where I'd put all my rubbish, if I'm honest.
That is a good point. Your car is, that's a car, but just a portable rubbish bin.
Yeah, there's crap all the way through it, if I'm honest. Mm. I think I got half a pack of Pringles in there at the moment. Maybe some, what do they call them? The snakes.
You got actual snakes in your car.
No.
You've heard of snakes on a plane, the movie.
Now, yeah, snakes in Simo's car.
Snakes in Simo's hatchback.
Canberra's first car-free day. It could be as soon as September next year. So they're talking about it in the old parliament there. But I feel like I don't think it'll get passed by those guys because they're the ones that would probably suffer the most.
That is a good... So wait, it's Canberra, which is the town.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, when you said a town's going car-free, I thought you meant, like, it was some really small town in the middle of the desert that doesn't really get any cars anyway.
Yeah.
So it probably doesn't really matter. The car-free day, oh, it's our third one this week.
Well, that's right. I don't know how, as mentioned, I think with that car-free day, Bredbo, you wouldn't be able to get there for a little while.
That would be tricky. So Canberra, there's a day coming up when all the roads are closed. No one's going to drive their car.
Yeah, it's in response kind of to all the climate change business, so it's a good opportunity for the ACT government to set a time frame when they're going to try and really take charge of the climate change thing.
I tell you what, how happy will bus drivers be on that day? A, no traffic to deal with. B, so many fares because everyone's needing to get on a bus to go to work.
Do they get a percentage?
Well,
On that day, they're taking a cut. The prices go up for no reason. Miley Cyrus this morning. I'm going to slide away from this one. Snow FM at breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota. Also some Julia Michaels to come. Miley, we'll have to check what she's been up to. I don't know who she's been dating lately. I think it's another Aussie.
Is she driving a car?
Mate, nah, she wouldn't drive herself.
Well, especially not if she lives in Canberra on this day.
It's Miley. Young Aussie smashing it rule. That was Face to Face on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you. Now, our university days are well behind us.
Technically, my university days are still going because I've just deferred my the course I was doing.
Leave the study behind. Snow FM breakfast is the past, present, future, yeah. But quiet. You know, that's what you needed to study, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to study at a rock concert.
Mm.
I will grant you that, so a bit of peace and quiet is nice.
So talk me through how you would study. What were your techniques?
I was shocking. I would just have the desk there, the book, and just read and hope that it's stuck in my head.
There's a lot of hope involved?
A lot of hoping and praying involved.
But did you have snacks? Did you have, like, did you get a little big drink of water?
No, because
like...
then I would put everything, because then I'd get distracted by it. You know, when you're studying, you kind of look for every distractions. Mm. All of a sudden, the ingredients at the back of the chip packet is an interesting read.
Wow.
Like, I don't care how much sodium a pack of potato chips has in it, but when you're trying to avoid studying, it becomes very interesting.
All of a sudden.
So now I ditched all of that, go away, not interested.
Because universities, obviously, they take steps to try and work out how they can, you know, create study rooms that are particularly quiet and going to be effective.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think anything is going to be quite as effective as this. A university has come up with a method, right, to help students cope with exam stress. So it's not so much the study, but it is a quiet space for you to kind of just, you know, take a couple of deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't do yoga or if, you know, you can't get rid of stress that way for your exam period, try this. A university has decided to dig like a whole bunch of holes and they've created basically empty graves for the students to lie in and in order to cope with the exam stress.
Okay, a little bit more. Also, I feel sorry for, like, the university soccer team or something, which just had their oval dug up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a new challenge. They have to dribble in and out of holes.
Look, I mean, apparently it's an alternative therapy to help students that are suffering with a bit of, you know, anxiousness around the exam time.
I mean, how deep are these things? So they're holes in the ground. Are they, like, the size of, like, graves, like two or so metres deep?
Yep, quite deep.
Because that wouldn't, you know, heal my anxiety. That would probably make me more anxious of the fact that, A, someone could very easily just fill in this hole. B, the hole could just collapse on itself. And B, and C, how am I going to get out of this hole if someone just nicks? I assume there's a ladder or something.
Well, you also need to book the graves at the university. So
what are you doing today? I got English at 1, then I booked one of the holes in the ground at 3, then I got to return that library book as well.
The grave experience can be booked for a minimum of 30 minutes or up to 3 hours.
What do you just, like, take, like, your iPhone or something and just listen to music, or do you just, like, lie there in what is essentially a grave?
It's about, you know, it's just capturing that serenity.
Yeah, I mean, there's other ways to capture the serenity other than lying in a 2-meter deep hole in the ground.
Probably. That's what they're going for. I guess we'll find out when that university's exam results come back. Could be the future, Jordan. Starly Lovers and Strangers, fresh Aussie music on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you, 9 minutes on the way to that workday kicking off. But first, parking fines. How often have you been caught?
Oh, I used to get caught a fair bit.
Yeah?
You see, I had a habit of, yeah, no, I think that's what the sign says. And then, yeah.
So if you added them up, what do you reckon you were?
I don't even want to think about it.
Don't even want to know?
No.
Apparently there's a bit of a different way of paying for parking tickets at a particular university. So did you ever run the gauntlets, you know, because you know how there's public parking, right, where, you know, all the money's going to the government effectively. But then there's the private ones as well, which take a cut. You ever run the gauntlet, like, maybe at university?
Yes, and it didn't work out for me.
Oh, tell me more.
What? No, it was just...
How long did you leave the car there?
I would just pay for an hour and stay there for 3.
Risque. I mean, I can't talk. I left my car just, like, in Canberra for 2 days?
What, a 15-minute zone or something?
Not quite. But needless to say, I was it remained unfound. And take that. So, you know, I don't mind the hustle. Mm-hmm. But get around this. So apparently some parking fines, right, in a particular university overseas the campus, instead of just taking money as punishment for car parking.
Mm-hmm. As is tradition.
Yeah. Apparently anyone with unpaid parking fines at the university campus has the option to cover the cost of their tickets with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Have to bring it to the admin building.
It was just whoever's dealing with the parking fine just forgot lunch. So just said, yeah, no, peanut butter jelly sandwich, please.
Dear. Apparently, the university officials say each person could use a PB&J payments for 2 citations issued within the past 45 days. So officials say 216, well, what are they? So let me do my maths here. So 2 550-gram jars, you can actually just give it to them in the jars. You don't even need to make it. So you can give them the bread, you can give them the jars.
Okay, a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Number one, why?
I don't know.
And number two, if it says, say the parking fine is, say, $80, do they have to give them $80 worth of peanut butter and jelly and bread?
That's correct.
Is that why?
Yeah.
So instead of just, you know, $80, you just do a bank transfer or just tap your card.
Yep.
You have to lug in bags of shopping with $80 worth of peanut butter. God, imagine the local supermarket, Simo. They're just like, someone comes in, do you have any peanut butter? Oh, no, we're all sold out. So about 10 uni students came and just bought it all.
It's all gone.
It's all disappeared.
Officials say any unopened commercially produced nut butter, almond, cashew, peanut butter, or any flavour jam, jelly, marmalade, or preserves would be accepted. So they're not picky.
They don't want the homemade stuff.
They don't just want your money, but they don't just want a specific peanut butter or jelly either. They'll take whatever's going.
Okay, well, that's good. You know, they didn't just... Or is there, like, a brand that's $80 or something like that?
I mean, if a university student's still living at home, Mum's noticing, like, the peanut... We never have any peanut butter in this house.
I swear I bought peanut butter yesterday.
Yeah, it's all gone to the uni. I mean, Karen in admin's just living it up. It's just like, yes!
She's got, like, a castle just made of peanut butter. Just like a fort.
Snow FM breakfast. This is Lauv. To be young and in love and...